This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. We're set to chat here with Dave Raymond, Texas Rangers Television, as pitchers and catchers are out there. They're getting ready to get this party started. Spring training games now right around the corner. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. What do we at here? February 21st, I believe, against the Royals as Dave Raymond joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hello. I'm great. I'm great. How are you boys doing?
Man, we are doing awesome. We're so fired up for this Rangers season and the chances they can save us from, the disappointment, frankly, that's encompassed the Cowboys and the Mavericks recently. What do you think? Is this their bounce back year after the post-World Series hangover year that we see so often?
Well, I'll say this much to your point there about what else is going on around here. I mean, I don't know that there's been a better spot for the Rangers to maybe capture the hearts and minds of fans who waffle one way or the other or whatever, or have been indifferent. I mean, it's a great opportunity right now, for this team, this franchise, to really, plant a flag in the ground. And I do think that they're well positioned to do that too. So, we're always optimistic this time of year. I think that's sort of natural. But I think there's really good reason this year for Rangers fans to feel like this team could bounce back. Now, listen, predicting world championships is a bold thing to do, but then again, you have the Bruce Bochy every other year pattern that would rear its head again. And I just think they did a lot of work on this team in the offseason, and whether you want to talk about the lineup, or you want to talk about where this rotation sits, or the reconstructed bullpen, they went to work and got a lot of stuff done, and I think they're really well positioned right now.
Now, I guess the pushback would be, other than the World Series month and the first 2 months of the 2023 season, it's been a 500 or below outfit for the last two calendar years. Where do you push back on that, Dave?
Well, I think that's a fair observation, but I also think that that's largely true of baseball. It's just, there's a lot of losing, right? If you're just an absolute kick-ass team and you win 100-plus games in a year, that means you're losing 60 times. So, I mean, there's plenty of losing to go around in this game. It's just the nature of how it works. But to dig a little deeper on that, you're not wrong. I mean, there were the struggles at the end of 2023 were frightening. I mean, that was a free fall there for a bit. And last year was frustrating. Last year was one of those where it just never seemed to quite get off the ground. And, it wasn't horrible, but they never met expectations, even for a 2 or 3 week stretch, right? I mean, they might get hot for a week, but they just could never sustain anything. And so I think it's a fair criticism. At the same time, and anybody can make excuses and certainly use the injury excuse a lot, but it's a factor, and it was a factor last year. They dealt with a lot of that, and even guys that weren't officially on the injured list but were pretty clearly banged up or just playing compromised. And I'll always look at Adolis Garcia's year last year and say that there's no amount of convincing anybody could do that would make me think he wasn't anywhere less than 100% pretty much all year. He looked tired and a little banged up all year. And so I think that was a reality last season. And I think you got a lot of guys who are going to be healthier and in a better place that way. And of course, you're adding in guys like Jacob deGrom and the emergence of guys like Kamar Rocker and whatnot. Those are significant improvements.
I agree. I mean, Doley just never seemed like himself. And then you throw in Josh Young and Evan Carter just not being able to stay healthy and battling injuries. Anytime we talked with CY, Dave, late in the season, he stressed offense. And this offseason, they went and they trade for Jake Berger. You bring in Joc Pederson, Kyle Higashioka. How much better do you think this offense can be? Can they get back to that 2023 form that was just the best offense maybe in all of baseball?
Yeah, I'm guilty of believing that this could be, once again, the best offense in baseball. And it might be the best offense, and this, I've got to be really careful here, it might be the best, most powerful offense that this franchise has put out. You know, those teams in the 90s were pretty potent, but I would not be surprised to see in the neighborhood of 11 guys on this team in double-digit home runs. You look at a guy like Kyle Higashioka, who's the backup catcher as we get things started. Well, he hit 17 home runs last year. I've always been a big fan of Jake Berger's, and there are some holes in the game, right? He strikes out a lot. But just look at last year as an example. You know, Seager's a tremendous hitter. No one in baseball would debate that. He squares up a lot of balls. So last year, exit velocities of 110 miles per hour or better, and that's an extraordinarily well-hit ball. He had 12 of those, and that placed him in the top whatever in baseball, top 20, let's say. Jake Berger, compared to Seager's 12, Berger had 31 that he hit at least 110 miles per hour. So we all marvel at watching Seager, square up baseballs and drive them deep into the night. Wait till you see Jake Berger. Again, he'll strike out a lot. But in the last 5 years, I've looked through his numbers. Every single year, his strikeout numbers have gotten better. That's encouraging. And the power doesn't diminish. So, there's a guy who his wife put a goal this year for him of 50 home runs. But he's not backing away from it either. He's like, well, I could. He's like, the only problem with that is if I come home with 49, is that a disappointment? So there's, Joc Pederson has great power. This lineup, and what that does when you can fill every hole with guys who can really hit the ball well like that, is then it amplifies the abilities of guys like Seager or Semien or Garcia or Josh Young and Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford. I mean, it's not real difficult to start putting together a list of guys who you think are going to hit a lot of home runs this year. I think that's what this team looks like to me. And then you added some on base with Joc Pederson. And I think if Evan Carter can be healthy and contribute, he's a guy who can get on with much better regularity than some other guys. So I think this lineup looks really stout to me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dave, is there a closer currently on the roster right now?
And there's the biggest question of the spring. no, I mean, in the strictest of terms, no, there is not. And that's, you know, we're seeing the team maybe positioning the idea of a closer by committee, mm-hmm. putting guys in to fit these roles as they come up during the game and that sort of stuff. And many a team has attempted that or claimed that they were going to do that or whatever. But the list is really short of great teams that have had a lot of success doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see a lot of World Series winning ball clubs that, you know, didn't have a set closer or didn't at least attempt to have a set closer all year. So it's a dicey place to start, but somebody could emerge. And certainly Chris Martin is, I think, the leading candidate in a lot of people's mind is the guy who could take that spot. I think there are, you know, things you could do with maybe a guy like John Gray, but the fact of the matter is they don't have that guy who's proven that he can really handle that role. And so that's, you know, if you're going to identify a concern or two going into the season, I think that would be right at the top of the list.
You mentioned John Gray there. How real do you think that flirtation will be of him possibly sliding in as a closer?
In most of these types of situations, it's one of those that has several other factors that involve other individuals, right? So if, let's just say, for purposes of payroll flexibility and the ability to go get somebody else to fill a need for you, you made a trade, somebody off your staff. Well, you know, it's been suggested that Tyler Mahle would be a good candidate for that because, frankly, that would involve unloading some money, which would be good. Well, if you did that, then maybe you're less likely to experiment with John Gray in that position. Depending on what they want to do with Cody Bradford coming out of spring, right? Cody could be a starter. He could be a long reliever. If they make him a long reliever, then you may have a realistic need to use John in the rotation. So, and then again, if Kamar Rocker comes out lights out, if Jack Leiter looks like he's figured everything out, well, then maybe you've got a surplus of guys, and it would make all the sense in the world. So there's so many moving parts to it. My thinking is if as an example, go back to the Malley idea, they want to move Malley to make room to get somebody else. Well, that's probably going to be to address the closer spot. So you move Malley, but it's to address a closer. And so then that would also negate the need to try and experiment with John as a closer. But I do think if you want to give that a shot, I think there's something there. I don't know that it would work. I can't say that for certain, but there's something about it that I do kind of like for John.
What do you think of, as far as who's the odd man out in the rotation?
Man, that's a good one, right? Because normally you're trying to figure out who's going to be your fifth starter, and the Rangers are trying to figure out, well, who can't start the season in the rotation. And, Bradford is that guy who's right on the edge there. And I think just because of his experience doing both, pitching a little out of the bullpen and long relief, and then being able to swing right back into the rotation. And I also think with his youth, I think you're more comfortable doing that kind of thing with a younger guy, that he becomes, again, at this point, he's probably your favorite that way to be that swing man. And so to start the season in the pen and not in the rotation. But I would tell you personally, I just like him so much in the rotation that's where I would want him. But it's never that simple. So, I know they've got a lot of balls up in the air. And again, I think some of that comes down to, can they make a move if they want to make a move? But I think Bradford is probably the easiest for them to go ahead and start him in the bullpen at the start of the year.
Do you think Marcus Semien stays at leadoff, or is there somebody else maybe you'd like to see at that spot?
That's another great one. I mean, if you're really going to maximize what you think you can get out of this lineup, then either, Marcus is going to have to be a little more committed to getting on base more regularly. And at this point in his career, I think you know what you got. And I don't think you can ask him to reinvent himself. I don't think you really want him to. So I do think he probably fits better somewhere else in the lineup. And then if you can, if you could put, Evan Carter there, if Evan's going to play on a regular basis and be, continue to get on base the way he has in his career, then I think that makes a lot of sense. He's, he'd be great for that. At the same time, I don't think this team wants or needs speed in that leadoff spot. And I've talked to Marcus about this a lot over the years. Marcus could steal a lot more bases, but he doesn't want to. He didn't want to open up first base for them just to pitch around Seager. So, if you went with Evan Carter, you would be sort of, I think you'd be handcuffing him a little bit to first base and not taking advantage of his potential speed, because, again, you don't want to offer teams that easy out with Corey Seager. So, I could see it's going to be a very tough conversation. Marcus is a proud guy. He sees himself as a leadoff hitter, and I know he wants to do that. I think the team might have some options that would be better there, but at the same time, I don't think he kills them in that spot either. I think he presents that power potential, it's got merit. I mean, he certainly performed well there in 2023, so I don't know why that couldn't be the case again.
Exciting times, Dave. We appreciate your insights, and we hope to see you soon, maybe out there in Surprise, buddy. Have a great rest of your winter, and stay warm.
Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, fellas. Always a pleasure to talk a little baseball with you, and let's go. It's baseball season.
That sounds great, man. It's and warmer days are ahead, which we need. Holy cow. what was it, like 23 degrees when I got in the truck this morning?
Yeah.
Even colder next week.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were through it, Brian. I really did.
Yeah.
Krusty's Corner is brought to you by Reliant Energy. It's coming up next. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Zach to talk me off the ledge about some of these offensive tackles in the draft. We'll do that next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.